Blog Talk Radio.
Presence of the Lord is here. Presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Presence of the Lord is here. Oh, presence of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. Anybody feel it tonight? Spirit of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Spirit of the Lord is here. Oh, Spirit of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord is here. Oh, the power of the Lord is here.
Podcast listeners, welcome to Hodge to Hodge Podcast, the edition of The Messenger. This is Nurse Carmen, and again, welcome. Then the messenger, Rondaya, will deliver the message.
Good evening, and thank you all for tuning in tonight to Hodge to Hodge Podcast. Tonight, we're just going to chit-chat a little bit just regarding the seasons. This, for some reason or another, has become the season of giving, the season of celebration. But we labeled this podcast, "Tis the Season," because it's important for us to understand, as we've said numerous times in our podcast, that there is only one time. We seem to think it's 24 hours and stuff of that nature, but we have to understand where this thing called time came about. And time was created by man to measure the distance from one point to another. So when we take things to a spiritual realm, then we can better understand that there is only one time, and that is now. And what we want to talk about really is just the fact that, as I said, 'tis the season. And for those of us that are working to become more in tune with our spirituality instead of our religion or this life and what this moment in life has to bring to us, when we can get to that spiritual level to understand that 'tis the season, 'tis the season for giving. But the point, and I took the long way around, but is to let us know that because there is truly no time, because all time is God, and because all time is God, there is no time, if you can understand the meaning in which I'm trying to let us know. When we're dealing in the spirit, not in this earthly form, but in the spirit, which we should be getting to the point of is far more important than this earthly process. So 'tis the season when when they did it, I'm not, I don't want to say what somebody was thinking, but they really didn't understand what it was that they were really saying. And so as we continue to move along in our growth and knowing who we are and whom we are, we understand that this is the season. This season for giving, this season for caring. This is the season, but this is the season that is supposed to last throughout our period of time here. And I know I went back to time again, but dealing in the sense that we're here, referring to time, we have to understand that because we are everything and everything is us, and it's just a process of change, because this is what we have to understand too, that change is going to happen. Now, whether you're going to be a part of it or you're not, but change is happening every single day. Anything that moves, change. Now, it may change directions, it may change, but it's changing when it moves. So we have to understand that life is just change or movement. There is no great or right change or right movement to make, and we've got to take it to that next level so that we can live accordingly. And when I say change, if you might feel as if, well, I can't do anything about the change, but you can. We are all active parts in this daily process that we call change, which is life. And everything that has life cannot be anything else but God, because God is life. And so as we look at people determining on our model of life that we've established within ourselves, we have to understand the good and the bad that we see in other people. We have to look beyond that and still see God, because God is still there. And you know, I know it's kind of hard for us to do, because sometimes what we do is, when I say that we are all part of the body, people start to think about some of the worst people that there is, and they'll say to themselves, well, that person can't be, of God. But what if we step back for a moment and think about some of the things that we did at certain points in our life, people would have said the same thing about us.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Now, we didn't, I don't think any of us here have committed any mass murder, so we kind of set that separate. But what is wrong is wrong, as far as judging things per se. If you think it's wrong, it's wrong. Now, there's a big wrong and a little wrong. It's wrong. I'm not giving anybody carte blanche to go out and kill people, because it's the same as stealing. But that theft that you did could cost a life for someone, depending on what it was that you took from them. You took their food, they could starve. You take their money, they could go crazy. I mean, you know what I mean? It just, we have to stop looking and categorizing so many different things to fit just our model that we've set up for life. Because this is what we think life is all about. Anything outside of what we think it is wrong, according to us. But as we talked about last week on the podcast, everyone has their own truth.
Right.
And because everyone has their own truth, we have to understand that the things that people do, we may see it as wrong, but that person could have made good by that. And we've got to get that concept out of our thinking that death is such a terrible thing. Because truly we cannot die. Now, we can say it until we turn black and blue, but it's important for us to know it, that we cannot die because of who we are. If you believe that you are a part of God, then you have to know that you can't die. And once you come to that knowledge, then you will begin to experience life in a different perspective because you know. And as we've said before, it's important that you know. It's okay to start out believing, but it comes a point in time where you've got to know. Yeah, I might be able to drive that car, but there's going to come a point in time where you got to get behind the wheel of the car and drive it so that you know that you can do it. You can do all the studying in the world, but until you take that test, per se, to prove it that you know it, you still, you know, it's just a theory. You have to be able to experience it. And once you be able to experience it, then there are things that you know. And it's important that we get to the point, not that we believe or we think, but that we know that we are a part of the Father. And I want to try and get away from that constantly saying the Father, because God is not a man. God is not human to the sense that we all want to categorize him. God is life, and everything that has life is a part of God. So one minute, you know, this may sound kind of out there and stuff to people, but you have to understand that God is in the trees. God is in the birds. Anything that has life is a part of God. And if you just stop and think, as the scripture tells us, I don't know how it was able to tell us this, but it tells us that in the beginning, there was nothing. The earth, well, it was just void. It wasn't even the earth. It was just void. So if there is nothing and everything is void, the only thing is the Spirit of God, all right? And then it is the Spirit of God that decided to put all of this together. What could it have put it together from? He could only put it together from something that is. And the only thing that is it. I am that I am. And that goes for each and every one of us. We're just not at that level of exercising this great ability, this great magnificence, this great I am that we are. There is nothing that we can't do. There is nothing that we can't have. We just have to get in tune with ourselves to know who we are. There'll be a lot of things that we decide we don't want. But one of the things we've got to understand, too, is as this whole system was set up, there are general rules within this universe that guide us because it's constant movement. That's all life is, constant movement, and constant movement is change daily. But there are certain rules that have been set up and established in this in the universe that no matter who you are, you have to succumb to them, because it is what guides and directs this thing that we call life. And one of the rules that are set up is the fact that what a person sow, so shall they reap.
Amen. Amen.
I don't care who you are. You could be the best person in the world. You could be the worst person in the world. But what you sow, you're going to reap. So we have to ask ourselves, what is it that we really want? How do we really want to, how do we really want the world to see us? And when we say, when I say, how do we want the world to see us? We want to be able, well, until we know who it is that we really are, to a certain degree, we don't really want them to see us. We want them to see the character that we're playing. But we have to understand that we are divine creatures, part of the makeup of this whole thing. And in the spiritual realm, there is no such thing as right and wrong, because this is part of the free will that you have. There is such a thing as a consequence, but not right or wrong. There is no judgment that will be held on you for how you live this life. You are here to try to create the best you. And what that is that's God in the experience. God being, as I said earlier, God, with the makeup of this whole thing, he knew it. God knew that it was God. God knew that it was nothing but God. And so understanding how great it was, understanding how magnificent it was, it needed to be able to experience it. You can't experience being something if you got nothing to experience it with. And this is so relevant to us today. We have to understand that a lot of the stuff that we go through, we don't have to go through it if we understand who we are. We've got to understand also that there is this thing in the universe that is called the law of attraction. These are universal laws that no matter who you are, they are applicable to you, to me, to everyone. And because they are applicable to everyone, there is no one judging or deciding who gets what law. So what we have to do is work on developing and bringing back to our remembrance just who we are. And we can't be afraid of it as if it's going to deprive us of something. What it's going to do is allow us to have life and have it more abundantly, where we can live each day like we want to. None of us right now are living each day like we want to. Because, well, I'll take that back. Because if we really was, who would really want to get up and go to work tomorrow morning? If they didn't absolutely have to, who would go to work tomorrow? Well, okay. So it ain't just me. Because I wouldn't.
No, right? No, I definitely wouldn't. I thought it was rhetorical.
Nobody.
Oh, right.
They're right. So, but we're doing these things because they have told us that this is required of us. But, you know, and depending on how it is that you want to live your life, just to show you that it's truly not a requirement, it's something that we want because of what we've established our life that we want it to be. But think about the homeless person. How many times over the years have you seen the same homeless person? Now, this person doesn't have a job. This person doesn't even have a house. But year by year, don't you see him?
Mm-hmm.
Somehow or another, that person is surviving.
Amen. Yes.
Now, not up to the standards that we have established for ourselves, but they're still surviving. So what that tells us is there is nothing, that everything that we need is already here for us. Now, there are some things that we want, and so this is why we have to get up in the morning and go to work. But as far as what we need, it's already here for us. We're afraid to let go of what it is that this world has to offer us, and really get in touch with who it is that we really are. And this is what slows our growth and our knowledge from knowing who it is that we really are, because we're afraid that if we know who we really are, that the teachings that we've been taught, we won't be able to do certain things that we like to do. But what that does is that shows us right then and there how, once again, we are conforming to what it is that other people expect of us. I'm not saying to be disrespectful to anyone, but we have to understand it is our life to create the most magnificent me that I can. And I can't create the best me if I'm looking to somebody else to tell me who it is I am.
Mm.
So we have to work to let go of that thinking and understand that we are special. But we are special, and when I say we are special, I mean all of us. Even those that don't even realize it, because as I also said on numerous occasions, we do a lot of things subconsciously. And the things that we do subconsciously, we should be able to see just how great that was. To be able to do some of the things that we've done over our life, you know, we'll turn around and we'll say, well, it was nothing but God. But when I look around, it's just me. Because it is the God in me.
Amen.
And I use me, but you guys know I'm talking about the God in each and every one of us that has allowed us to get to that. And it doesn't have to be a great monumental thing for the whole world to look at, just little things within ourselves. We hurt our leg and we can't walk, but somehow or another we muster up the strength. It may sound little, but there are other people that haven't been able to muster up that strength to do such a thing. We have to go more into the positive realm and get out of the negative realm, because it is the negative realm that holds us back, because we are slowing our process down because of our lack of understanding and belief and knowing. Does anyone here know how the law of attraction works?
Opposites attract.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Opposites attract. Negative attracts positive. Positive attracts negative.
That's the law of attraction. Opposite attracts positive, attracts negative.
Right.
Okay. Does everyone here agree with that to the best of their knowledge, per se?
It could be like sometimes what you focus on more, it is what you get. Like if you focus on negative, you'll get negative, or if you focus on positive, you know, it's like what you're drawing into your life.
Okay. So does anybody disagree with that? Does anybody else want to add anything to that?
I can't add, but I agree.
Yeah,
okay.
I agree.
Okay, so everybody agrees the attraction of what it is and how we attract things, right?
Right.
Try it. If you agree with it, try it and see. Try it and see what happens. That'll let you know if the message you're talking or the message just talking. One or the other. That'll let you know. Try
both.
It. Huh?
You doing both.
I'm doing both.
Isn't that like when we say speak it to the universe? Isn't that
That's
like
correct.
The same thing?
That's correct.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yes. Exactly.
And that's the power, and this is why I'm saying try it, because it works. We just have to learn to let go. And notice I've been saying we, because it's applicable to all of us. We have our upbringings that have held us back from doing what it is that we now know. Because we know, actually, the law of attraction works.
Right.
We do it throughout our lives. We just don't realize it. I go back to my sis down in Florida. She's smoking in there. She's getting her new car.
And my yacht, too, Brother Messenger. And my yacht,
all
too.
Right.
Okay. Get it all, sister. Get it all.
When you speak it into existence, can you also speak in a whole bunch of first class round trip tickets so he can come visit you?
No,
I know it's cold. It's beautiful here. It's beautiful. You need to come on
down.
Hey, but did you hear what he also said, though? Which is very important. He said, speak first class tickets. He said, first class tickets.
Not just any old ticket.
That's right.
No,
yeah,
coach.
No,
that's right. The universe knows exactly what you are. That's what we have to do. We have to be specific and speak it.
Yes.
And what's more important is once we speak it, we have to start believing. And then if you believe it, you will get to the point where you know it. Because truth of the matter, we know it works.
That's right.
But
we know. We know when we hear that beautiful sound in the background, what that means. This is co-producer. Thanking everyone for tuning in tonight. I noticed we have a new caller. Would you like to say anything, new caller? Okay. Good enough. But again, we got a new caller on the line tonight. I hope that the message was positive, as they always are. Our message here is simply, you can cut out a lot of the customs and courtesies that you've been taught about religion and just let it all go and just understand that God is a part of you. You are a part of God, and you just create the best life you can, regardless of what anyone else thinks. And I know that might sound hard, but as you begin to create this life, you begin to create this life, your decisions will be different. The way you treat people, the way you talk to people, all that's going to change. And again, and eventually, when I say eventually, I do mean eventually, you will understand that you have a wonderful life, regardless of what life you have. Hey, this is co-producer for Hodge to Hodge on Blog Talk Radio with the podcast of Messenger. Please tune in again on Sunday night at 10 o'clock for our podcast. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.